right now is struggling just a bit. It's down by 23 points. The high-tech NASDAQ, also ambivalent in the first hour of trading, right now up by about 9 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Play Counts Custom Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win a custom 1971 Chevy C10. Play every day and earn a drawing ticket for every blackjack dealt. Double your chances on Friday, March 17th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Drawing for the custom 1971 Chevy C10 is March 18th at 10 p.m. Play Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino, where you can hit it all night long. For Counts Custom Truck Drawing, details and rules, visit windriver.com. If truck is won before drawing, drawing is canceled. Blackjack is better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month at Karaoke Rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Olandabad. It's 5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Why didn't we fire off this morning?
Well, looking at the log, it's not there.
It's not. You mean our daily intro that starts, you know, 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year isn't there?
It's not in the next hour either. I'll have to manually install.
Well, who's doing our traffic? Uh-oh, he's still here.
Here we are with egg on our face. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. And since our traffic guy is still here, we're going to beat him to death here in a couple minutes during the break. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. It's Tuesday, so Linda is on assignment today. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can listen to us live. You can hop into the chat room. If you don't want to give your name in the chat room, you just come in as anonymously. As anonymous, I gave a lot of good information already in the chat room so far. What's it look like for weather here, buddy?
Carl, we're going to see some steady rain this morning, continuing through this afternoon. Right now, it's pretty much cloudy situation out as I look over Redding, and showing some rain on the radar, especially in the foothills. It's going to taper off this evening, giving way to partly cloudy skies with some thunderstorms, maybe. Tomorrow, Wednesday night, it should clear up a bunch, and Thursday we'll see mostly sunny skies. That'll hold true into the weekend. Right now it is 40 degrees, temperature rising in Redding. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where our customers are a warm friends, a veteran-owned business. Yeah, it's in Anderson. It has discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Okay, a lot of things happening. Today we're going to have Lucky Jezrani on from the district attorney's office. He's going to talk about tomorrow's meeting down at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street, and it's about frauds and scams, you know, that affect seniors and more. Also, we're going to have with us tomorrow the chief of police. And that, and all that's tomorrow. And today, Joe Chimani from the Shasta Builders Exchange and Rick Pasinko from the Colt 45s, general manager of Colt 45s, and all the things are going on there. So it's going to be a quick show today, but there's a lot of things going on. Now, last night, the Republicans replaced Obamacare. It's not over yet, but they came out with their plan. And you can, if you go to, well, I'm going to go to it. If on our on our chat room today, I have a attachment that takes you right to the highlights of the House GOP Obamacare replacement bill, and we're going to go through this a little bit later on. We'll talk about this. Essentially, it's a pretty concise readout. Of what, of course, what's been replaced, what's taken its place, and or if anything, and there's some of them is just gone. So that's me. I'm just trying to.
By the way, somebody punched in that the event is actually not at the Vets Hall. It's at the Red Lion.
Oh, it's at the Red Line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think I saw the flyer on that. It is up on. It's up the Red Lion.
Oh, it's in the Red
Convention
Lion
Center.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm glad I. Last year they had.
We have a self-correcting mechanism built into this radio station in the form of the chat room. So.
It's at the Red Line on Hilltop. Yeah. Thank you very much, Anon.
5906.
I think you know what I think. I'm beginning to recognize the different Anons out there.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe that I did that anyway. But you know what? It's been one of those weeks.
Yeah.
It started yesterday. And you come in and you just you discover certain things. And you go, oh. So then we're fixing them right now. And one of them is this thing about I can't figure out how's the intro, which plays every day.
Yeah.
Just
simply not there.
Simply not there.
But for those of you who are interested in behind the scene things, our main operating system here is actually it's sort of a 57 Chevy of computers, but it works. But it only, like any computer, it can only do precisely what it is told to do. And in this case, somebody did not tell it to play that particular piece of audio at that particular time. I've gone in and inserted it for the next hour, but it should have been there.
Should have been there.
And so your host and producer were kind of flat-footed.
That's right, because we just
thought we had a minute there.
We had a whole minute to put all this stuff in. And a minute's a long time around here. Hey, North Korea continues to provoke Japan and the South Korea and North Korea with missile tests. Now, what they're doing, and this is what they say they're doing, they're getting ready to launch these missiles at military targets, at the U.S. targets inside South Korea. And, of course, you can imagine Japan is at high hover right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, now we're sending over we're sending over missile defense systems to Japan. I'm sorry, to South Korea. And so this has kind of got everybody a little bit excited, too. Now, here's the headline. U.S. wages secret cyber war against North Korea missile program.
Mm.
Now, what do you see right away that's wrong with this?
It's not a secret anymore.
It's not a secret anymore. Are you kidding me? In its front page, U.S. launches secret. You know, what is going on with our press? What about the people? It's like, hey, look, this is what we're doing. It's secret. Here, let me tell you, though. And are they currying favor from reporters? Are reporters paying people for this kind of information? What is it? Why would you know what? I can see, okay, we're attacking Trump. We're going to just leak everything on Trump. But why would you leak something about it's a secret program they're going against the North Koreans' missile program platforms?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
I would not say. If somebody called me up and say, Carl, guess what? This is what's going to happen in the Middle East over the next 2 months. Do you think I would tell anybody that?
No. There's this show on Amazon. It's an alternate history show called The Man in the High Castle. What if the Germans had gotten there first with the bomb? And it depicts an entirely different America than what we live in. And boy, if we'd have had this bunch of clowns running the show back in World War II, that could have been the outcome, I swear.
It was. I mean, you're absolutely right. Now, tomorrow we're going to be on a remote. So just to tell everybody out there. Yeah,
your producer.
Including the producer. Well, come on. You know what? There's no difference in your job except I come across on a Skype computer. Now, the big thing is if I can find all the equipment that we that we had. The last time it was used during football season, but I think I saw a big bag of it in one spot.
Yeah.
So we're going to be out there tomorrow.
Where? Oh, at this Veterans Day.
Well, I told Lucky Jez Ronnie that we would do this. And he asked me like 8 months ago, and then he keeps reminding me every month. So I finally, I said, yes, okay, I'll be there. We'll be there. Okay, a lot of other things going on this week. You know, frankly, this thing with Obamacare, and we didn't have enough time to get into it to begin with. So, but we are, as soon as we get back from this break, so we might as well take this break now. All the changes, and what do you think? You know what? Here's my question on this, and here's where, people say, you bleeding liberal. What happens to all those millions of people that came under Obamacare? Are these people just dropped out of the system? Because we have people, I know people that have had that because of Obamacare, they got medical care. and it's actually helped them. So are they still going to get some kind of, something that's going to kind of be there for a lot of people or not?
I don't think, from what I've read and heard, I don't think just gets yanked.
No,
out.
No, it doesn't. And we're going to go over that as soon as we get back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helper. Speaking about things that help people when the rug's been pulled out from underneath you. You've had an injury. You live by yourself. You can't get around. What do? You call Home Helpers. 226-8350. Sharon Clark sends somebody over that's trained, wants to help you, insured, bonded, background checked. You don't have to worry about anything like that. Every one of her people are just great people. Or what if it's long-term in-home health care for your loved ones? They're going to be happier and healthier inside their homes instead of before they have to go to an assisted facility. But you could have an assisted facility right there in your own home with Home Helpers. Sharon Clark. 226-8350. Just a class act. And veterans, she's got a real, real, real large heart for veterans. I mean, she's got a large heart for everybody, but she really, really is into veterans and helping veterans and making sure they get all the benefits that they deserve or that they've earned, I should say. All right, it's 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. We're going to come back. We're going to go through the replacement of Obamacare. And, again, it's in our chat room, and I've got it there on an attachment. You can just click on it, and it takes you right to the page. We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A corrupt and lawless government, like California, create laws that benefit themselves. How can we follow their example when the government who make the laws refuse to obey the laws they don't like? Understand this, laws are not made for the law-abiding, but for the lawless. So what happens when laws are deliberately made to make the law-abiding lawless? The Bible is clear. When man's laws contradict God's laws, we have no choice but to obey God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment this morning. 20 minutes exactly exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's 43 degrees, going up to 54 today. Rain, a little bit more rain to start tapering off. Maybe the rainy season is past us.
I was kind of glad for yesterday's rain because I had parked my Jeep under the oak tree in the yard and a couple of birds happened along. So it was nice to get the windshield washed off. You know, you don't want to touch that.
I was out looking for turkeys yesterday.
Were they being wily and elusive?
Oh, boy, they sure were. I'm just out scouting right now because we've got the youth turkey hunt coming up that Ted Leidy started. Yeah. You know, and what we do is we take out a young man or young woman and their guardian, and we go out at 4 o'clock in the morning, and we park ourselves someplace, and we wait for a gobbler to show up. Well, sounds easy. Gobblers don't know that.
gobblers don't have to show up. In the chat room was saying, you know, Carl and his inability to find turkeys because he says, I'm out there just kicking them out of the way.
Well, you know what? And here's the okay, and here's the truth. That's true. That's absolutely true. Except, you know what? I'm looking for wild turkeys, not turkeys in your backyard. There's a difference there. You know what? Remember we did, and we may do it again this year, the urban turkey shoot, and you win a dinner from the View. We may do that again, and I'll tell you why. Because I got some of the best photos of turkeys in people's yards, and in their front yard roosting on their cars. Okay, and there I am out in the woods, and you know what? The little devils. Maybe I should build a house out there in a yard with playground equipment on it, and just wait there.
I think the turkeys heard that the Marines were coming and took to the hills myself.
Man, I tell you what, it's just, you know, I say, well, yeah, and there's a little rare out there. And somebody, you know, says, oh, well, my backyard, you know, I mean, there's like 15 or 20 and their beards are dragging on the ground. And I went, can I shoot off your front porch? And they had to think about it for a minute. And I said, and they said, well, if you shoot in this one direction, it should be okay. Okay, I can do that. I can do that.
You need a precision munition in those.
I need my shotgun. That's, you know, okay. All right. Look, here's a look at some of the major components of the new Obamacare. The replacement of Obamacare. Better watch what I say here. Provides tax credits for people purchasing their own health insurance. The subsidies would be keyed primarily to age, rising as people get older. So, see, they didn't do that before, and that was a huge money loss for the program. Financial assistance would be phased out for individuals making more than $75,000 and married couples earning more than $150,000. I think that's fair. Subsidies could be used to buy any plan approved by a state. Estimates, a lot of us, you're going to see they're pushing money down to the states to be able to do this. If you want this, there's going to be federal funds available to help your own, you know, to help everybody. Eliminate cost-sharing subsidies of the ACA that helped people with modest incomes meet the needs of insurance deductibles and co-payments. States, however, would have the option of providing similar assistance with federal financing. So what you have here, like in California, they have cost-sharing subsidies that helped people that are in low incomes, you know, like the in the cow thing. We're going to probably have one of the experts on insurance for here in California see how this is going to affect everybody, of course. Something else greatly expands contributions to health savings accounts, which allows people with high deductible insurance to cover expenses that their plans don't pay for. Protects people with pre-existing health problems from being denied coverage. However, consumers must maintain continuous coverage. Otherwise, they would face a flat 30% surcharge on top of the premiums. States could use federal money to create high-risk pools as insurers of last resort. Preserves the ACA provision that young adults stay on their parental care coverage till age 26. You know, I can never understand that, but I talk to people who says, oh, no, you know what? By the time they get through college and they don't get a job and all this, you know, so it's just easy for us to keep them on that. But, see, when I was through college, I was, you know, I had a job. Okay, yeah, I was in the Marine Corps, but still I had a job and – you know,
but
you know, parents don't seem to mind too much about that one.
4 months after graduation, I was in San Diego, scared to death. But that got me started.
Allows insurers to charge the oldest customers up to five times what they charge young adults. The ACA limits that to three times. Now you're saying, "Oh my gosh, the older you are, they're going to charge you more." Well, when it gets right down to it, the older you are, the more you use the health facilities. But then again, at that point, maybe you have less money to pay. So you've got to figure out what kind of insurance that works with that. Prohibits use of tax credits to purchase any plan that covers elective abortions. Currently, if a health plan covers abortions, it must collect a separate premium. Medicaid maintains the ACA's highest federal financing for expanded Medicaid through the end of 2019. After that, states can only continue to receive enhanced federal payments for beneficiaries already covered by the expansion, which has mainly helped low-income adults with no children living at home. But for newly enrolled beneficiaries, the federal government would provide a lower level of financing, but still some kind of financing there. Overhauls a broader Medicaid program to end its open-ended federal financing. Instead, each state would receive a limited amount based on its enrollment and goals. Denies federal funding for 1 year to Planned Parenthood. Denies federal funding for 1 year to Planned Parenthood, a major provider of women's health services, including abortion. I thought they didn't include abortion. I thought Planned Parenthood did not include abortion plans.
The claim is that the federal funds are not used
For that. That they use
abortion.
Yeah,
but
that they use other funding.
You ask.
Yeah, repeals the ACA's tax penalties on people who remain uninsured on larger employers who do not offer coverage. The repeal is retroactive to 2016. Okay, now let me tell you what that impact that is on somebody. Let's just say that has 30 employees. If they were going to have to provide that health care and everything, it was going to cost them $250,000 more a year, Bob.
Yeah.
Think about this. $250,000 more a year. Now, if this is a 501 that's doing great work out there, $250,000 more each year.
I'm thinking restaurants are already
even more.
Hit by this wage thing
in
California.
So, anyway, but we do want to have maybe March Beck or, of course, always Judy to come on over here and to talk about insurance, you know, Judy Maxwell, and see what this is going to do, too. So we'll have them on early. Okay, so there's going to be a lot of changes out there. Now, the question is, and we go back to this, what's it going to do for people like, people say this, what about the wage earners that are making, that are working two jobs, husband and wife are both working, they're making together about 22, or maybe, okay, say 30 bucks an hour.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
Maybe less. Let's just say, let's say 30 bucks an hour, okay? One makes, let's just say they both make 15 bucks an hour, which is not necessarily true here in Renton. But then they've got two kids and a house. They've got an electric bill, and we know what that's like. And so when it comes to health insurance, you know, the way it is now, I mean, can they, if they can go into and get help through Medicaid or they get help through the government because, okay, I can pay this much and but my health insurance is going to cost this much. But there's the things I didn't see is I would love to see this, you know, the GOP turn around and take a look at the pharmaceutical companies and say, you know, since Randall Hippling pointed this out the other day, have you noticed how many drugs are being advertised on TV?
Absolutely.
If you could just take that away. And, of course, then, you know, well, what about my First Amendment rights? Well, yeah, what about your First Amendment rights?
Yeah.
You know, well, then if that's the case, you know, and the other thing, too, is it says 20%, only 20% of money coming into insurance companies can be used for overhead and salaries. I wonder if that's been repealed. I don't see that in there anymore.
The thing, the classic case of this, of course, is the life-saving EpiPen. The company, the guy who bought it and laughed about it, promptly raises the price and then lobbies for a law that there has to be a couple of these things in every school in the country.
Well, there should be. But I think one of the people that ran the EpiPen was also a relative of one of the Clinton people. It was one of his it was either Biden or somebody's daughter-in-law that ran it. You know, that ran the the big pharmaceutical, and they said, "Look, we can bring that price down to this, but guess what? It is still going to be $300 a pop." You know, instead of, you know, where it used to be. Yeah, but see, these are things that the government needs to lean into. And I think pharmaceutical prices, yeah, you know, it does cost a lot of money. And probably we need a pharmaceutical rep to say, why do drugs cost so much?
Well, one of the claims is that the out-of-control litigation industry is pushing those prices up.
Well,
an error somewhere on the line can cost them billions of dollars in losses.
Well, but you have insurance for that, right?
Well, their rates go up. They charge more. You know,
I still can't see how it could be $86 for a pill.
Oh yeah,
or $1,200 for 30 pills. What is that?
Yeah.
You know, what's that for? I mean, for, you know, for
especially
how
one that's been around for a while.
Yeah. I need a pharmaceutical rep in here to tell me why this is. So that's, hey, call Pfizer. Try and get the CEO on for the next. Tell him we got a 15-minute segment for him.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. Hey, on top of this, with everything else that's going on, isn't it great to get to get something for free? It is. B&T Satellite and Doug Tooley is offering a $200 gift card. If you just give them a call at 241-DISH, that helps with your, with a new offering a $200 gift card for the first 20 callers. But they must mention our promo code BTS200. Plus savings to local veterans, veterans families, veterans widows, $200 savings on new services, savings of $100 new service for anyone referring a veteran or veterans family any of their family there. And remember, don't call the 800 number. 800 number is a nationwide, doesn't really care about you or anything else in Reading. Call DISH, 241-DISH, 241-3474, a veteran-owned business right here in town. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 831.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindeby. Good morning, everybody. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. No matter what I said at the last break, it was only 7:32, not 8:32.
I mic'd in and
oh, did you tell him that?
Yeah,
you know, you got to cover me, man. You know, I have days
cover
like
me.
That. 45 degrees going up to 54
suppressing
today.
Suppressing fire.
Yeah. 45 degrees today going up to 45 now going up to 54. Supposed to have rain most of the day. It's going to be tapering off. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Great people down there. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy. It's his business. He teaches. This is what he does. He is in his instructor. He's got over like 20, 25 instructors now throughout the state. They are all NRA-trained instructors, card-carrying instructors, plus additional training that Ted Leidy puts them through, the most complete CCW training you're going to get in Northern California that meets and exceeds the levels of what Sheriff Pasinko has out there. But I understand Sheriff Pasinko is going to be taking a real good look at all the requirements to carry a handgun here and make sure that, again, that you have the right to carry, but also the training too. That's at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check it out on readingccw.com. Let me throw this in there real quick, is that he is offering a tactical rifle class on April 30th. The advanced pistol class is filled up, but I still have room for 2 to 3 people for a tactical rifle class. So give us a call at 999-1822 or sign up at readingccw.com. Okay, I'm here with Lucky Jeswani. Good morning there, buddy.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, I just want you to know that you kind of broke Linda's heart.
I broke her heart?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
You know, I guess I'm just a bit of a heartbreaker.
Well, there she was hugging her My Pillow.
Uh-huh.
And then she finds out that it's not working.
Well, it might not necessarily be about working or not working, but the case that I prosecuted specifically dealt with the claims that they were making in their advertisements.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, come on in here.
Hey, right here.
We have Shasta County District Attorney.
Not only Free Fire Radio, it's Free Form Radio this morning.
That's right. Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you. District Attorney.
Woo-hoo!
And then Bob's been bragging about you for 2 days ever since, you know,
I read a
the News Cafe wrote, that, you know, a replay of your
about the conditions on the streets. I was really impressed.
Yeah, so and I understand that you're issuing the district attorney's office is issuing axe handles for people to help clean up the streets here. Is that right? And Lucky's putting together a squad called the flying Jeswanis.
I guess he needs to fill me in on that.
Hey, you got a great big thing. You got something really cool going tomorrow, Senior and Veteran Fraud Prevention Fair.
Yes, absolutely. At the Red Lion Inn tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. all the way through 1 p.m. It's going to be great. We're going to have our fraud protection team there. We're going to have a lot of resources from the state and local agencies. There's going to be free on-site shredding, and there's going to be about 45 different vendors or services there to answer questions, anything you may need. To help you learn how to prevent yourself, your family, your friends from being a victim of fraud.
Yeah, we're going to be there from 7 to 9 on a remote, and we'll have the chief of police with us to be talking about, you know, just crime, but also on this too. But, okay, how big a problem is this, the senior and veterans fraud prevention? Lucky or Stephanie?
Go ahead,
yeah,
Stephanie.
Yeah, actually, you know, every year it costs the United States probably about $50 billion in loss to victims yearly. So it's really a big problem. And probably about every year, the statistics we've seen is about 32 million people are going to be a victim of some form of fraud or another. So, I mean, it's an issue and it's happening here in Shasta County.
Okay, so what would you say, and Lucky, you work with this a lot, and besides the you know, the large companies that say they're doing something they don't, like My Pillow, and I keep throwing that out because Linda got us My Pillows, and I'm like, and it wasn't a month after that, then you come out and go, well, they're not, you know, and I'm like, oh man, I took My Pillow, and just got anyway. Okay, but what do you see mainly here at the right here at the in Redding, though?
Well, you know, Reading is not any different than any other municipality or other state. What we see here is the same that goes on the East Coast, the South, or the North. What really happens everywhere is we see major trends in mail fraud, telephone fraud, and then door-to-door scams that occur. And those are the most common trends we see. Now, what we see with those is, over the phone, everybody knows about the IRS scam, but they've changed their tactics now. The scams, they adjust, and they really just prey on fear, intimidation, and high-pressure tactics. They'll make a phone call to you with a Hey Grandma scam. Now, I know a lot of people may or may not have heard of that. That deals with a caller right away in a frantic voice says, Hey Grandma, oh my gosh, please help me. Of course, the other person on the other line, whether it be grandpa or grandma, will respond with some child's name. And they'll say, yes, I am Billy or I am Johnny. I'm in trouble. I got into a car accident or I was with some friends. I got arrested. I need bail money right away. Please don't call mom and dad. Get them your credit card number. I'm going to give them the phone or give them a bank account number. Let's get this squared away so I can get out of jail and home. These are always scams. This is
okay. Yeah, because people don't do that. And then you've got the ones that anytime that a bank, you know, somebody calls you saying you're at a bank and they want your number and all their PIN, just don't do that.
Well, and they're doing it by text. And they're doing that by text now, too. Yeah. And, you know, a new study just came out a while ago, and then it was repeated yesterday in the news that millennials are heavily targeted as well. And while seniors and veterans are the most targeted groups, it actually explained how millennials are more susceptible to becoming a victim of fraud because they're a little bit overconfident in their intelligence. It's they have this feeling of invulnerability. So millennials are the newest, heaviest targeted group because they are so mobile on their phone.
They really believe they're smarter than everybody else? Really?
Wow. That's brand new news, right?
Wow.
Brand new information.
For your guys' tracking purposes, I know it's tough for you to do something directly, but the Microsoft Apple tech support scams, should those be reported to you when the scam goes, phone rings, we've detected a problem with your computer. We need you to go to this website so that we can troubleshoot it.
I got one of those.
And I tell people on Boomer Tech, Microsoft doesn't give a damn about your computer. They will never, ever, ever call you. My mom fell for that, gave up her credit card to the tech support person in India.
Yeah.
Should that be reported to you for tracking purposes so at least we can get some stats?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Anytime you get contacted from anyone with some type of problem or need your information to fix something, call our unit, let us know. That's information we want to have so we can get the word out through our Facebook page that, hey, this is the new scam that's coming around town. Beware of that. And just to let that individual person know that it's a scam.
Okay. So we have tomorrow the Senior and Veteran Fraud Prevention Fair. Meet your DA fraud protection team, resources from state and local agencies, on-site shredding. You get one banker's box. I may just bring a box down tomorrow. I've got like 1,000. Informative speaker series, door prizes. Door prize. Is this like a get-out-of-jail-free card?
No.
An extra slice of bologna. A blankie in the jail if you happen to end up there. An extra blankie.
An extra blanket. I don't know. I think you'd have to talk to the sheriff about that.
Well, you know, he's pretty tough. Okay. Red Lion Hotel at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll be there from 7 to 9 talking about it, and we want to get as many people there because it's not just seniors. They really go after veterans because veterans have got big hearts, and especially if it says, hey, we're here to help veterans, you know, wounded veterans. You know, a lot of times people just, oh, okay. And you've got a lot of older veterans out there that take advantage of.
Yeah, and you want to be able to give to those places, but you want to hang up and you want to call them back.
Right.
And look up the phone number yourself, not the number.
Not
that
the
they,
one they give.
Not the
you,
one they
we,
give you.
We had one that was so good here, and I'll give her name, Nancy Sutton Pierce. Mm-hmm. Nancy was called by somebody said from the sheriff's office, said she had an outstanding traffic thing, and they were going to shut down, they're going to do something. And she said, I don't remember the blah, blah. And so they let her talk to somebody else. And then they gave her a number to call and somebody answers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then at that point, she goes, come on now. She was literally leaving the house to go to the bank. And then she goes, there's something wrong here. And then so she calls the other number. And, oh, no, we don't do that. But that's how organized they can be. So, but Nancy,
they are not
Nancy's
dumb.
No, they're not. But they'll take your money in a heartbeat, and they don't care. They'll clean you out.
Yeah, they really prey on your fears and your desires to do something good.
That's right. Okay. Now, tomorrow. So join our new DA, Stephanie Bridget, at the Red Line Hotel tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I'll be there from 7 to 9, maybe Linda, on for our remote. We'll have the chief of police there with us. Lucky's going to be on. Several other vendors will be on to talk about some of the things that you can, you know, that can help prevent you having fraud and in your life. So, last thoughts?
No, it's a great event. You know,
it
was well attended last year, and if we could have even more this year, that's the way to prevent people from being a victim. You know, a lot of these people we can't track down because they're in other countries, other states, but we can help you from being a victim in the first place.
I get this phone call all the time from somebody who says they're the you know, the police association, they want money for widows. And I said, hey, oh yeah? Here's Stephanie Bridget's number. The DA. Probably don't really care about that though, right? Okay, everybody. It's come out and join us tomorrow if you get there between 7 and 9. It starts at 10. So, but you can hang around, I guess, on this. But we're going to have various a variety of different people on to talk about big scams, how you can prevent it. You're going to get takeaways that you can leave with, and that talks about, you know, maybe something to keep by the phone.
We'll also
a little checklist or something.
We'll even have a counterfeit prevention pen, so the ink cannot be lifted from that paper. So we recommend people use it for contracts and checks. And we'll be giving those away to everybody who attends.
All right.
Yeah.
Skippy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then tomorrow morning. Thank you so much, Stephanie. And you know what, Stephanie? Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know what? The Board of Supervisors finally got it together. Was it a 5-0?
It was unanimous. So.
That was good. It should have been. So, and Lucky, thanks a lot as usual there, buddy.
Thank you for having
us. And we'll see you all tomorrow. All right. We'll be right back with Fred Salanti from Missing in America program.
The Shasta College Theater Arts Department presents Shasta College's 2017 spring play, Larry Shue's comedy, The Foreigner. Winner of 2 Obie Awards and 2 Outer Circle Critics Awards, The Foreigner is set in a fishing lodge in rural Georgia, oft visited by a British demolition expert, Froggy LeSueur. This time, Froggy brings a friend, a pathologically shy man by the name of Charlie, who is completely overcome at the thought of making conversation with strangers. So Froggy tells everyone that Charlie is from an exotic foreign country and speaks no English. Hilarity ensues as the plot unfolds in Shasta College's spring production of The Foreigner. Curtain opens for The Foreigner on March 10th at the Shasta College Theater and runs through March 19th. Tickets are available online at shastacollege.edu/theater or by calling the box office at 242-7573. That's 242-7573. Tickets also available at the box office 1 hour prior to the start of the event.
Come learn how you can be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. For a thorough presentation with all the details, come to the informational meeting Monday, the 13th, at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, March 17th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret essential oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret essential oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
On Friday, March 10th, Trade School at the Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting the Electricians Ball 2017, an evening of elegant dining and entertainment, along with the Craftsman Silent Auction and an art gallery hosted by the Shasta County Arts Council. Proceeds will go to support trade training. Please visit ShastaBE.com or call 221-5556. Food, fun, and fundraising. No, you don't have to be an electrician to attend. All are welcome.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm here with Fred Salante, a national hero, if I may say that, Fred. I know Fred goes, no, don't say that. Fred started the Missing in America project. And for a quickie for everybody is there are people, there are veterans that were never claimed, that were nationwide, that were in the, I guess, in the coroner's offices, or district attorney's offices, wherever they kept the urns with their remains. And nobody ever claimed them. And Fred started a project where they would prove that the man or woman was a veteran. And I just made it sound so easy to do that. Basically, they started a program with the DOD and Veterans Affairs to identify these remains, make sure they're veterans, and then give them an honorable burial. And I know it's I just took years and years and years of hard work and dedication and boiled it down to like 45 seconds. But now it's nationwide. It's got congressional support, veteran support, or Veterans Administration support, I guess, to a point. But Fred, that's why I said, Fred, thank you for everything you've done. I mean, these are men and women who would just still be in urns on a shelf someplace.
I think the biggest thing that, you know, Carl, is that we've at some stage, we've all identified over 15 Civil War soldiers with five of their wives that stayed on shelves 93 years. So to give you the graphic example that it happens, that's the extreme.
And you have reinterred Medal of Honor recipients that were in a parking lot, you know, and you've taken people across country. You do a quarterly internment of veterans, you know, of 14 or 15 remains at a time. And this is nationwide.
Yeah, we've buried almost 3,000 veterans after looking at like 15,000 records of people. And we still are at a point that we've only visited about 1,700 funeral homes to get that number. And there's 21,000 in the nation. So
wow. This is it's one of those never-ending jobs. And this is not something people get paid for. This is a lot of volunteerism and donations from people. But you do a lot of things, too. You know, if my friends, if you see a funeral procession heading to IGO and you see these guys racing back and forth with lights on and on their motorcycles and their vest on escorts and all this, this is usually MIAP leading a procession out there. And on some of our bigger processions, when these hundreds of cars, you're handling all the traffic control, you're set up for that, insurance for that. You work with the Patriot Guard riders. You work with anybody that's out there to assist in interning our veterans. So,
yeah, we keep an annual encroachment permit to do it for a year at a time. Anywhere within the border of California, we're authorized. Oregon, Washington, Nevada, about 12 different states, we're able to have full traffic control. The only thing we don't carry is a weapon, but we can do everything else.
I'd probably have you guys carry weapons anyway. No, I'm just
just
because it's Shasta County. Come on out there. Hey, you've got something here coming on March 25th. It's Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day with a memorial service at IGO for unclaimed veterans and Vietnam County veterans out there. So you're going to be burying some that day?
We have 12 veterans that are unclaimed that we do as part of this service. The other little added thing to it that's just for a little addition to what we're doing on the 25th, the service will start at 11 o'clock at the chapel in IGO. And what 8 of the veterans that we're going to be placing to Saturday, 11 of the veterans or 8 of the veterans that we're placing, there is a need at the chapel to have some sound barriers and stuff. There's an echo a little bit in there. And we are going to take 8 of the burial flags and make plaques up, and the 8 flags will hang from the ceiling in the chapel with their names of the veterans who represent that flag. And that will help cut the sound and the echo and make a better place at the chapel.
Great. Wow, you just are always working on something like that. Hey, how do you become a member of MIAP?
It's real easy. You simply go to our website, which is www.miap.us, and look at it, because everything about our corporation, from taxes to board members to every rule, is transparent on that website. I hide nothing. So you can find out all the bad deeds we do as well as the good things we do. And there's a place that says supporter sign up. And the big thing is just log in, fill in the information, and then you become a supporter for the Missing in America Project. And then we will mail you a few other things to read and a few like and are interested to help us. And, you know, the biggest thing that I'd like to say is we most veterans organizations all like to say we're veterans helping veterans. But let me tell you, I have a large majority of people that are not veterans who love veterans and are helping purely from their heart. That's the biggest thing you have to be a member, Carl, is you have to have a heart.
Well, I think that that's a big thing for any time. And your heart is huge, as are many other of the hearts of veterans in our community, Dave and so many others. And it's hard to single out anybody, but you've been doing this now for how long? It's since you started it by the time I got here, 10 years?
We're 10 years on
10
the
years,
dot.
Right on. Yeah, I was going to say, because before I actually had a job, I would hang out down at Tobacco and Brew, which I love to do, with all the old gang from 10 years ago. Most of those guys are gone, you know, one way or the other. One way or the other. They're living some other places, you know, or they've just kind of like the old gang that we used to have is pretty much – I mean, there's still some of them left.
Yeah.
You know, some transported over to other regions.
We had our first service here in California on February I believe it was February 12th of 2007, and we finished incorporating with the IRS and – on the 7th of February of 2007. So that's kind of our story. We're 10 years old right now.
10 years old. Okay. And still going strong.
We're still going. The strong depends on what day it is, Carl.
Yeah, I know. On Friday afternoons, I'm not as strong as I am on Mondays. Hey, that's the big thing for March. And we're going to talk a lot more about it. And what do people do? Just show up at IGO?
Yeah, just show up at 11 o'clock at the chapel. If you want to ride with an escort and feel that experience, you can be at the Veterans Memorial Hall at 1605 Yuba Street at 9:30, and we will depart in a convoy and an escort to take our veterans to the cemetery, and then the service there is 11 o'clock.
Yeah, new riders, you fall in at the rear.
Yeah.
Because that's where we want you. And this is just – but you know what? Now you take – you're 501 – C3, so people can donate to the Missing in America Project. It's a super, super deal out there. I know it's helping people. It's finding those veterans that have served our country that, for whatever reason, their remains were never claimed. It could be they outlived everybody in their family. Maybe they moved away from their family. Family never knew where to find them. Who knows? We don't care.
I think the important thing, Carl, is that we keep in mind that for all that we talk about our country and the things we do and for the love we have for veterans, that this was kind of like something that never got taken care of, that was always there. And there's just hundreds of people sitting in crematoriums or the funeral home shelves that need to be looked at. When you start saying that 93 years people were on a shelf, that's pretty drastic, you know, for a country that we have and with our background and what we think we believe in, countries around the world don't have this same backlog of family that's been abandoned. Yeah.
Well, Fred, again, thank you so much for what you do. And, again, how do they phone numbers or how do they get a hold of you?
Well, the biggest way is always the website, because right underneath the sign-up to be a supporter is also a donation site. Other than that, we are at 530-226-9900, and that's the best way to get a hold of us. But in 30 seconds, I want to give you something. Do I have it?
You got 10.
10, okay.
Can you do it?
In May, we have a 6-year-old boy who fell off a wagon and died in 1923 in Seattle, Washington. His father died in World War One in 1917 and is buried at Rosecrans in San Diego. And on the first week in May, we will be going up and doing an escort across three states to bring that 6-year-old boy to be buried with his father in San Diego.
Great. And we'll be talking about that before then. Thanks again, Fred, for everything. Hey, we're going to have Joe come on in here with our Shaster Builders Exchange about big things going on. We'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Mr. Trump called it weak. The latest criticism against his predecessor comes as senior members of the Trump administration face questions about their contact with the Russian government. Over the weekend, the president accused Obama of ordering wiretaps on his phones. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The National Weather Service says at least two tornadoes touched down in Missouri yesterday as part of a broad weather system. In Leawood, Kansas, Fire Battalion Chief Jared Hawley told KCTV there was damage in at least one neighborhood.
We were noticing widespread storm damage as we got closer. There's a lot of tree damage that's outlying this area right here, and it's just kind of in this immediate area.
Meantime, emergency officials in Oak Grove, Missouri say nearly 500 homes and businesses sustained some damage after tornadoes and severe storms raked the area. The U.S. trade deficit jumped in January to the highest level in nearly 5 years as a flood of mobile phones and other consumer products widened America's trade gap with China. Right now, the major index is struggling on Wall Street. The Dow tried to find its footing. It's off by about 2.5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The U.S. trade deficit jumped in January to the highest level in nearly 5 years as a flood of mobile phones and other consumer products widened America's trade gap with China.
The Commerce Department says the deficit in January rose 9.6% to $48.5 billion. It was the largest monthly gap since a deficit of $50.2 billion in March 2012. U.S. exports edged up a slight 0.6% to $192.1 billion, helped by stronger auto sales. But the export gain was swamped by a 2.3% surge in imports led by mobile phones, oil, and foreign-made cars.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The Fed's blackout period and the build-up to this week's big data point, the U.S. jobs market report, has offered the opportunity for some reflection for investors. According to one senior market analyst, investors around the world are holding back just a bit until they found out more about U.S. jobs and the Fed's plans to raise interest rates. More from townhall.com. The U.S. Supreme Court is returning a transgender teens case to a lower court without reaching a decision. Attorney Daniel Schmidt of Liberty Counsel predicts that regardless of what the lower court now rules, the losing side will likely launch a brand new appeal to the high court.
The question will be how quickly the Fourth Circuit issues a new opinion on this matter. I would certainly expect, regardless of the outcome of the new Fourth Circuit opinion, that it'll go back to the Supreme Court as soon as that's done.
ACLU attorney Joshua Block insisted his client will face undue hardship if the ruling does not come down in his favor.
Most people, you know, go home from college to their, you know, a reunion event at their high school. It'd be great if Gavin could use the bathroom when he's at his reunion event.
The high court action follows the Trump administration's recent decision to withdraw a directive issued during the Obama White House that advised schools to allow transgender students to use the restroom of their choice. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Make March your lucky month and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or your share of $30,000 cash. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. where you can win $555 every week in March. Lucky 5. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or your share of $30,000 cash. Imagine what you could do with extra cash in your pocket. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion and let us help you get lucky. 10 winners will be drawn to win $555 every week. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. Your luck is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, my friends. It is 6.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 7th of March, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bob, quickly, what do we have for weather here today?
Well, Carl, checking the weather radar, we got some scattered showers around us right now. 54 degrees will be our high today. Depending on where you're at, a pretty good chance of at least some rain during the day. Not a lot of accumulation, though. We're looking at about a quarter inch over the area. Showers likely tonight, mainly before 10 p.m. That will taper off tomorrow into Thursday, and we should see a lot of sunshine by Saturday. But that is still, it's still pretty unsettled for the next several days, but not the deluges, certainly, that we have been putting up with. 41 degrees and rising in Reading, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
There you go. Locally owned business, a veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793, and they have discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people down there. Speaking of great people, I'm here with Joe Kameny from the executive director of the Shasta Builders Exchange. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well.
Hey, electrician's ball.
Yes.
This Friday.
Yes.
Can you still get a ticket?
No.
No. Yep, we're just sold out. Just sold out.
To our surprise and gladness. We actually sold out.
I'm sure it must be all the advertising we're doing right here.
That would be, if I were to point to something, that would be what I would point to.
So you're a good guy, Joe.
I have my moments.
That will come back someday and haunt you, maybe. The electrician's ball, what exactly is that?
This is our key fundraiser for the trade school. What we've done over the last 8 months was we created a 501c3 called the trade school at SBE, the trade school at the Shasta Builders Exchange. And what that allows us to do is become an organization to which you can make a charitable donation and subsequently deduct that charitable donation. It also gives us the opportunity to have a separate board so that we have a board focused solely on developing the school and looking for opportunities in the community to expand the school. So the electrician's ball is really our primary fundraiser. It's our second one to raise funds to provide scholarships, to increase technologies and equipment, to recruit and train and retain instructors, and to brand the school.
Well, you know, now let's talk about this school here. We've just talked a few minutes before, you know, before we came on the air, that the building industry is picking up.
Yes.
The economy's picking up. We've got a president that says he wants to spend $1 trillion. You know, even if he gets close to that, on infrastructure, which infrastructure jobs also then bring housing jobs and all these other things. We won't mention California where we fall into this, but do you see a glimpse of perhaps the building trades getting ready to get back to maybe where they were at least?
Yes, absolutely. You can see it in this local economy. Some of the bond issues, whether in favor of bond issues or not, they're going to drive school development. We're seeing more commercial development. We're seeing more residential development. So, yes, I think things are very positive.
Yeah, you know what? No matter which way you look at it, $39 million bond out of Shasta College, we like Shasta College, is going to build. I mean, they're going to be rehabbing and then putting new buildings up.
Yes.
Like that. And then you've got, of course, you've got the Redding Rancheria.
Yes.
You've got Bethel.
Yes.
You've got all these places.
Costco.
You've got Costco.
The Churn Creek Market.
Churn Creek Market. You have, I know that Jeb Allen has been building out there.
And
I know there's a couple other big suburbs coming up.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yes, there is. It's a very positive time right now.
Now, so we need people.
Absolutely. Right now, statistically across this nation, there's over 3 million jobs that can't be filled because we don't have skilled tradespeople. And we get calls every day, electricians, framers, plumbers. These are good paying jobs. They're jobs that have futures to them. We just don't have enough people trained to do it.
You know what? Okay, let me get on my horse here. Yes, college is, you know, I went to college. College is important. It got me an open door, you know, and for me, you know, I mean, it opens a door. It doesn't mean you can walk through it, but it opens a door. However, there's a lot, there's only like 25 to 30% of the people in the United States go to college. The jobs that you offer here are just great jobs.
Yes.
They pay well from the beginning, and you become a good electrician, a good plumber, you know, good in construction. I mean, you've got a job for as long as you live with a great salary, you know, that you can live very well on.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, often people talk about colleges if learning a trade or going to college are mutually exclusive, and they're not. A person can learn a trade, and then as they get into the trades, realize there's some business aspects that they'd like to pursue,
absolutely,
that they have some entrepreneurial spirit, and then they can go take the classes that are most relevant because they have real-life context for it. As opposed to being a history major, which I was a history major, which was great. I love history. But when I got out of college, my father said, great, now go learn a trade so you can go make a living.
What are you going to do with that history?
Exactly.
I loved history, too. Yeah. I turned it over into a teaching degree, which I've never done. So,
having been in a trade, I maintain that every architect should have to hang sheetrock or run conduit for a couple of summers. just to know what they draw on paper affects somebody's sanity.
That's true. The importance of being on center and being able to have nailers makes a big difference.
On center, yeah, that's good. Okay, so the Builders Exchange is training people.
Yes.
And so I'm going to go for an early break right now so we can get into the type of schools you have and the people you're looking for. And I know you've got some notes there, too, we want to talk about. So we'll be right back after these messages. However, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a trained watch repairman, the only one in the whole area. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry and great prices and a highest level of integrity and professionalism, something you always want to see in a jewelry store. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday. We'll be right back with Joe Comente and the Shasta Builders Exchange.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down.
As gun laws laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. It's Tuesday. It's 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. This is where we go to, Alliance Heating and Air. They're just great guys. Veteran-owned business, 7 days a week. If it's an emergency for you people out there and for everybody, they, like I said, they treat you like family. I can't say enough about them. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Perfect example of somebody that has a trade and is very successful in it. And, you know, he is not a white-collar worker. But he is a very successful entrepreneur.
Yep.
Okay. What do we have here now, Joe? You've got some numbers here in front of you. Well, all types of stuff.
We have the Electrician's Ball, which is this Friday, March 10th, from 6 to 9 at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop. Linda is our premier entertainment.
That's Linda Bond,
yes,
of course.
Yes, of course. We are very excited about this. As I mentioned before, we went from about 160 to over 200 people in attendance. Normally the second event is the one that makes you most nervous because you want to see if the community is really embracing it. And God bless this community. They have stepped up and stepped out and have given us the support we need to really feel confident about the direction we're going in with the trade school.
Well, you know what? You are. And I tell you what, if it's one of those things that you look back and you go, well, you know what? If this was 10 years ago, even 10 years ago, you could jump into something like that, welding or, you know, a type of thing that's a skill that you can do. You know, I mean, though my welds that I've done before are kind of interesting.
Welding is something you have to practice, just really like every skill. You really have to practice it.
So what does the school do? What level? Can you take somebody that just comes out of the military and –
yes.
Walks up here and he goes, hey, I'd love to be an electrician.
We have a couple of ways to approach it. We have a series called Get to Work Now. And these are seminars, one-day and five-day seminars that are designed to give you some basic skill sets that will allow you to walk on a job and be productive, or to operate a forklift, or to be a flagger, or to understand basic CPR and safety. And then if you want to go beyond that, and we encourage that, then we have our journeyman-level programs in electrical, carpentry, and plumbing. These are typically four-year programs, but you earn as you learn. So you are on the job, in the trade, learning the skills that you will be taught at night, so that you are actually embracing this. It has context, and you can apply what you learn to what you do on the job.
Okay, so you've got a job then. Say you want to be an electrician. Mm-hmm. So you're out working with an electrician.
Yes.
And then you go at school, and then you go to school at night.
Yes.
And it's a four-year program.
It's a four-year program. Wow. You only go to school a couple of nights a month.
Oh, okay.
The key is to really get on-the-job training. That's where you're going to have the most effective learning.
So when somebody signs up for you, you've already got them a job then.
For the most part, we don't guarantee jobs, but one of the benefits that we have is because the economy is booming right now in the construction trades, we can always find a position. Now, they may be in the electrical program and they may have to start out as a laborer, but there's nothing wrong with that. That really teaches you respect for the business and respect for the career, and you can honestly look back as your career develops and say, I know everything about this. I know how to work a broom, and I know how to run wire. So it's really that kind of approach.
When I was in college, one summer I worked for a plumbing company, and I was the guy that crawled underneath the houses in Nashville, Tennessee, dug underneath the, there'd be pipes run. So you'd have to dig underneath the pipes. So you could crawl underneath them. So you could get underneath the sink where the plumber was looking down at me.
Yes.
It was horrible. I mean, not horrible, but it was tough. It wasn't horrible. It was a tough job, but. On the other hand, this company did a lot of work, and I traveled throughout Tennessee with them doing, that kind of work.
Sure.
And it gave you a real good feeling of how to do things. And I mean, they were putting in gas pipes. They were doing all types of stuff back then.
And that's what you said about giving you the feeling. That's so important. If a person can come out and look at his life and say, I've got opportunities, if he can train to get opportunities, then those opportunities can inspire hope. And when you inspire hope, you help build self-esteem. And when you build self-esteem, you build success. I mean, it's a pretty simple record to follow. So, yes, some of it's going to be hard, but we all know the greatest accomplishments in our lives are the result of oftentimes the most painful approaches.
Well, it does. You know, and it doesn't come easy. Things that are good don't come easy.
They're not supposed to.
It never has. Here's a question that you may know about. Does Reading have a senior housing area going in anywhere?
They are working on that right now.
Something that has a grocery store, a pharmacy, a little bank, a few other amenities for convenience.
I don't know how detailed it will be, but there's a 97 unit affordable housing for seniors that's being looked at right now, just east of Hartnell. So that's one of the larger ones. It's designed for people 62 years of age and older.
Is that like a housing division, or it's not, or a, like an apartment building?
My understanding is it'll be a complex, that it will have the amenities that an apartment complex or a condo complex would have. Now, I haven't seen the plans. I've just heard of it coming into the city now.
Well, we're 1 degree different between here and Palm Springs, and we've got the lakes.
Right.
Oh, too bad we can't sell that one out there.
Yeah, and we'll get there.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Randy, good morning. Do you have a question?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I was just curious about in your training, in your schooling, do you have any courses on housing design as far as building alternative designs, like integrating like for energy efficiency, like passive solar, like solar water heating, solar energy, and like that?
We're not there yet, but it is on our short list of things to do, because for the electrical program, the next logical step for an electrician is solar, and most solar companies are looking for well-trained electricians. So it is a work in progress. But yes, since that's where housing and all buildings are going in terms of becoming green and energy efficient, it's certainly the learning we want to give our students.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
Sure, you bet, thank Randy. You. Thanks for calling. So those two questions there about this, you know, the housing community, because we don't think about that sometimes, but that's a good idea for around here, especially around here.
Yeah.
We have a lot of retirees around this area.
Sure.
And then, like you said, the planning and for the solar, you know, yes. Because, you know, it's so funny. You know, everybody tries to save energy and then REU gets on the hook for having to keep all the electricity going and people aren't using as much. So, I mean, you talk about a catch-22 there.
There is an economic play that comes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there are probably ways of handling that better. Okay. And let me see. What else do we have? We've got, like I said, ball sold out, so it's too late for you to get there. But it's not too late to – do you have – I mean, come down to the Builders Exchange? I mean, how do you attract people here to the exchange?
It's marketing is always your toughest thing. Messaging is always your toughest thing. And what I've learned in this community is that word of mouth is the most effective. It always has been in business, but certainly in this community. So normally what I ask of people really is talk about us. Mm-hmm. Everyone out there has a friend, a neighbor, a son, a grandson, a nephew, someone who could probably benefit from the training we offer. Just talk about it and then bring them down to the exchange. Tracy Lockstead is our dean. She will speak eloquently and articulately and in great detail about how this program works and how they can succeed if they follow the very simple steps we provide.
Well, I can just tell you, if you look at the city of Reading and you look under jobs, they've got – they always have three or four jobs open for electricians.
Absolutely.
You know, I think it's high, you know, it's the high power or the, for REU.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, there's like lineman working, jobs
yeah,
and there's people who work in the plant.
Right.
Electrical, and even as you look at the robotics that's taking over manufacturing, one of the key things in robotics is electrical. And you're going to need to have skilled electricians who can go to work on these machines immediately, because the reason you have a robot is to increase efficiency. But if that robotic arm goes down, you can't wait 3 days for someone to come and fix it. You've got to have someone who knows it and can fix it right now. So there's opportunities as manufacturing continues to grow and as it continues to automate, certainly for electrical. And then there's always the plumbing and the carpentry aspects that come with warehousing and with manufacturing facilities.
Well, you know, it's smart manufacturing nowadays. And I would love to see, you know, there's this what would you do, Joe? Okay, if you're in charge here. Because I was going to talk about this Mississippi thing where this – and I'm sure you saw it on 60 Minutes where this guy brought in all this industry to this little backwater place in Mississippi. Maybe it was Louisiana. What would you do? I mean, if you're in charge – here, because we've got smart people, we've got all the things going on. How would you bring things in like that?
I think our challenge has always been grasping what our brand is really about. And when you look at Reading, it's way more than one thing. We have not only recreation, but we have education, we have culture, we have artists, we have musicians, we have plays, we have viticulture, we have craft breweries. We have a lot of opportunity that we just need to better articulate how that message gets delivered to the community. And more than that, how it gets delivered out into the general population beyond Reading. You look at a concept like Enjoy. Enjoy Magazine, Enjoy the Store. Those are two grassroots entities that really speak loudly about all the beneficial things that happen in Reading. And really, in my mind, when you look at what we have to offer, we really can become a destination point, not just to visit, but to live. I mean, I raised my family here because I saw the opportunity here. I think we just need to continue to be hopeful and to continue to look for what will transform us. And it's not going to be one thing. And we're not just going to appeal to retirees, although we should. We also want to bring in young families. And we want to attract the arts. We want to attract culture. We want to attract medical. I think we just need to take a step back and really look at the full palette of opportunities that we provide in the North State.
That's a good answer. I like that. Because we do. We're not just a one-trick pony here.
Exactly.
And there's so many things to do. We just need to get the right people in there and kind of like figure out how we can grab this and put it together in one cohesive, concise plan.
Absolutely.
If I can say it like that. Okay. Well, last thoughts?
Well, thank you. You promoted this event long in advance of us actually getting into the advertising portion of the program. You will be there, as will your lovely wife, and I appreciate that. And what I will ask all of our listeners is please talk about us. Talk about the trade school. Talk about the opportunity. We have a very simple motto, a train, build, succeed. If you train, you're ready for opportunities. Opportunities promote hope. When you have hope, you're in a position to build your character, to build your career, to build your community, and the inevitable result is you will succeed.
Joe Comente, he's the executive director of Shasta Builders Exchange. How do they get a hold of the Builders Exchange?
You can just go to ShastaBE.com, and you will see all of our information. And also, because one of our team members, Chad, has been trained at the CloudWise Academy, we'll be starting a separate website soon for the Trade School at thetradeschool.org, I believe. And you'll be able to get all the information you need.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, hun, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot, and Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Mustang Sally.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment today. It's 8:32 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business where they give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. just right up the street from Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy, who gives you, it's the Hug Cafe. You walk in, you get hugs and great food, and it's like a mini museum, military museum in there.
I got to go get some of those pancakes. It's
Chip Beef on Toast, man. That's where it is. And speaking of, you know what? We've had a lot of cool people in here today.
Uh-oh.
And here's our latest cool person that does so much for our community, Rick Bassani.
Good morning, buddy. Carl. Good morning, Bob.
Colt 45 season is coming.
It's coming. We're about 80 days out, and we're getting ready to get ready.
Well, now,
we have a meeting tomorrow night for potential host family.
That's right.
If you want to be a host family for one of our players, they come in from all over the country. Tomorrow night, 6:30 down at Tiger Field, we have a clubhouse down, you know, in the Tiger Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some experienced host families will tell you about what's going to happen and that sort of stuff. So come on down.
Well, now, what does a host family have to do?
Basically, you're providing them with a room to sleep in. You know, give them their own room to sleep in,
yeah,
and then have food in the house. You're not really having to cook the food for them that often. These kids are going to be getting home from games at, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. No one expects anyone to stay up and cook them dinner, but keep food in the refrigerator. And that's no small chore in itself. These are 19 to 22-year-old kids, and, you know, they're eating a lot of carbs.
Sandwich meat. You fix dinner that night, put the rest of it in, you know cook, if there's two of you, cook for four.
Right.
And then just leave the other.
The leftovers.
The leftovers for that one kid to eat the rest of it.
You know, we've seen an interesting phenomenon here over the last 3 or 4 years where we've actually had a number of widows and single women in their, mm-hmm, you know, 60s, 70s who are hosting players because these guys will help out around the house. They'll do chores. And then they like the fact that they got a young man in the house. You know,
yeah,
it makes them feel a little bit safer, too. And
of
so,
course. You know, cut the grass or something.
Yeah,
they cut grass.
Some of them want to be mom again, you know, and cook for them. And they will cook for them. And the guys will get together after games, you know, and they'll go run out to someplace and eat and that sort of thing, too. So our schedule this year is pretty much Thursday through Sundays. And so it's a very, very much a good routine, you know. And they'll have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays off. And a lot of times that's when host families, if they want, they'll take them out to the lake. They'll take them up to the mountains. They'll show them Northern California.
And it is. And it's like having an exchange student in your house.
Yeah, it is.
But it's for a short period of time.
About 11 weeks. 11 weeks. Some of the kids come and go. You know, it depends on what their seasons are, when their school starts. Our season ends on August 4th. And so these kids will be gone the next day. Most of them, their parents come out for the last weekend of the games, you know.
Yeah.
And they're loading them all up and driving them back to wherever or flying them back out and mm-hmm, that sort of thing. So it's just a good experience. And, you know, last year our total paid attendance was just over 34,000, and which was a huge record. I mean, four or five years ago we had 1,000 people came to 26 games.
34,000 people.
Yeah, 850 paid attendants.
Per game,
yeah. Now,
wow.
You know, what really helps is that we had just over 400 season passes, reserve
right,
seats and season passes. So you got 16,000 right there, paid attendance.
Now, season passes, how much are they?
If you're just getting a regular season pass where you come in, you get a booklet of 40 tickets,
right?
That's going to cost $175.
Okay.
It's not a huge savings because if you pay per game, it's $200. But you know,
it helps,
some people just want to contribute too. We are a community owned nonprofit organization, and it gives us cash flow up front to help us facilitate buying all the bats and the balls. You know, we buy almost $10,000 worth of bats alone. Wood bats are not cheap, and we start the season 40 games with 200 bats. And so those bats cost a lot.
Well, you know what? In a lot of places, these kids play with metal bats.
Oh, yeah. Every college.
Every college does.
They play metal. And
then you come up here with wooden bats. I bet they love that.
Oh, well, they do. But, you know, it's a big transition for them because most of them, some of them have swung wood bats before, but it's a totally different learning process. And so they break a lot of them.
Okay.
And so, you know, what we do is our kids, we give away these bats at the end of the game, you know, to the little guys that hang around the ballpark and stuff like that. So the players that break the bats usually hand them out to kids and stuff like that. So it's not unusual for us to break 5 or 6 bats a night.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, you figure.
Oh, yeah, I guess
27
you know,
guy, 27 yeah, outs. You're going to have 27 opportunities to break bats.
That's true, and I've seen that. You know, I've seen and a break doesn't mean that it shatters. It just cracks, and you can see it. You can hear it sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely
and
can hear it.
And so when they come back, and it's, you know,
we use Major League Baseballs And so any ball that lands in the park and stays inside the fencing, those are fair game. They're souvenirs. And, you know, it costs us $100 a dozen. And so that gives you an idea. And we start the year with 100 dozen. So
wow.
We average 2.5 dozen a game.
2.5 dozen?
A game. Right. It's not high school. When the ball gets dirty, we don't keep using a dirty ball. We put a white ball out there.
I remember the story of this one umpire, and one of those famous ones that writes one of those books. He goes, he really wanted to get the game over, and this ball was a lucky ball. And I don't know if you ever heard of this
no.
story, but the pitcher pitched it. The guy had hit it. It'd be an out. Bring it back in.
Yeah.
Hit it. It'd be a grounder. It'd be out.
Yeah.
And he said, "Wow, they're just one pitch, one hit, they're out." And so, okay, we have another ball. No, this one's okay. This one's okay. And he would play because he believed.
That sounds like Ronnie Luciano.
Well, you know what? That could have been him, come to think of it.
Yeah.
And, but he wanted to use that one ball because it was good. I'll just use it for the whole inning.
I can remember as a player in the days when I played in the big leagues, the late 70s, early 80s, that a ball hit the ground, a ball, played a double play or went off the wall or something. The pitcher's got it back in his hands and he's playing. Nowadays, a ball touches the dirt, they throw the ball out.
Why?
And I don't know. I think they think that they're making the game fair and level for everybody. If every pitch coming into the ball, to a hitter, is a brand new ball.
It's a brand new ball. Well, I tell you what. Who makes baseballs?
Rawlings makes the ball in the big leagues.
Are they the only ones?
They're the only ones that make Major League Baseballs. Major League Baseballs.
And Rawlings is based...
It's an American company.
American company.
But they are made in Haiti. They were made
really?
In Haiti, and I think some of them might even be made in China now.
Really? Is it really horse hide they use?
Oh, yeah. Heart of the hide. Yeah, it's really good stuff. I mean, back in the day, again, I can remember standing in center field watching my best buddy pitching on the mound. He looks at the ball, and he shakes it side to side and throws it out. And so I came in, I said, "What are you doing? Why are you throwing the ball?" He says, "And they used to imprint on the ball. They would rate them how high they bounce. There was a bounce, a resistant bounce, where you drop it from 3 feet, it had to bounce this high to be qualified for a Major League Baseball.
Right.
Well, it was either a high bounce or just made a minimum bounce. And so they rated the balls with a dot on there. And so if they were a 4-dot ball, that means they were the highest compression ball.
Right.
And a 1-dot just made it. He says, "I don't like pitching with a 4-dot.
I
want a 1-dot.
I just want to throw 1-dots because
I don't think they do that anymore."
I'm just going to keep throwing these out until I get the ball I want. Here.
Exactly. Well, we got our games all scheduled up for the season. 95% of the team's all set. We're going to have a few local kids again on the team this year.
That's always good.
Kyle's all set up to do the broadcasting.
Yeah.
We got our music guy coming back. There's
going
to be 56 new seats added to the behind home plate.
That is absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
Because it's going to go up higher than...
It's going to go up a little bit higher. I mean, you're going to be above everyone.
Yeah.
But it's going to be nice. It'll be behind. There'll be a solid wall there to block the sun.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going
to
be...
People don't realize it's not as hot out there as they seem to think it is.
No.
I was just curious, are we full up on sponsor or is there room for somebody to jump on?
Oh, we haven't even started our... We're starting that here this week.
So...
We're going out because, I wanted to have all the information we could get out there, and we go on out there for our sponsors.
Business owners, listen up. Local baseball, KCNR, sign up now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
34,000 people see your signs, see the names in the program, all that kind of stuff.
And we all, to support the baseball here, and not only that, we've got new packages out there for people that, can.
Well, South City Park, too.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Here's the big thing. You have taken South City Park. But you've taken it and you've changed it dramatically to the fact that that the vagrants, the transients, the people there that are shooting up in the park, and there's lots of them, are been pushed back. And if it continues the way that it has been in the last couple of years, it will no longer be a problem thanks to Rick Bissett.
Well, we've been working on a number of different avenues there, Carl, on how to make better things happen. And I don't think I'm saying anything out of school here, but I was approached and talking with the Guardian Angels.
Yeah.
And they're looking for a place for headquarters. And I said, get in touch with the city because what used to be the Parks and Recs building on the corner there, Parkview and Old 99, is empty. I said, maybe you can get a couple rooms in there. And I said, that would change the whole complexion of South City Park.
Right.
And then plus we have some fencing projects that are going to be happening this year. We're expanding the area that you'll be able to feel comfortable in at Tiger Field. You know, we're going to be running a fence from the south side of the tennis courts back over to our snack bar.
Okay.
Across from the north end of the tennis courts back over to the bathrooms. Verizon's out there right now putting up another cell tower. There's going to be more security fencing put in. And then Caltrans and the city are partnering up. They're going to raise that that fence along Cypress to where it's going to be an 8-foot-high fence, a security fence like they have down around the police station.
Sure.
And so no longer will they be able to run into Safeway, steal a fifth of booze, jump over the fence, and drink it in the park, you know, without – they're going to have to jump 15, 20 feet to jump into the park.
Which, by the way, they do.
Oh, yeah. They do it.
Good comment in the chat room from Sun Gold says, Redding has great bones. And I would agree with that. We're in a good location.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a good solid core. We got some problems, but it's not over. We can reclaim
There's
it.
There's plenty of life. And you are reclaiming it one foot at a time.
And
right?
We're trying, you know. And it'll continue to get better. You know, the Sons of Italy put their footprint down
That's
there.
That's right.
And, you know, they got those beautiful courts down there now. They had a very,
bocce
very
ball.
Bocce ball.
Bocce ball.
So when you come to a Colt 45 game now, if you get out there and you have a couple beers and the game is something you might not want to, you can go out there and play a little bit of bocce ball.
A little bocce ball
go
going
out there,
on.
The lights are on. You'll be able to play out there if you have some kids.
A couple beers.
The laser tag is going to be going for the kids out there, and they'll be fencing around. They'll be safe, you know.
Okay. Now, if you haven't been, I'm going to take a break now because I'm going to tell you what it's like when you go to a game. Okay, from my point of view, and then you add, you know, in, as we come through here. This portion of the show, that was brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. This was started, this business, this husband-wife business, firearms business and training business started, 8 years ago, and they've just done a wonderful job. You know, and it's based on customer service, fair pricing, and great gunsmithing.
And their signs hanging on the wall in their center field.
That's right, because Bastiani Arms cares about this community. They're not a big box store, but they can meet or beat big box store prices. Bastiani Arms, again, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. Any type of shooting accessories you want there. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call at 222-8222. Like I said, you're not going to find a better place in the area to buy guns from. Okay, we'll be right back with Rick Bassetti right after these messages.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Make your mind up fast. If you want it anytime, I can give it. But you better hurry, cause it may not last.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments, and don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A corrupt and lawless government like California create laws that benefit themselves. How can we follow their example when the government who make the laws refuse to obey the laws they don't like? Understand this, laws are not made for the law-abiding, but for the lawless. So what happens when laws are deliberately made to make the law-abiding lawless? The Bible is clear. When man's laws contradict God's laws, we have no choice but to obey God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair?
When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsek for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday. It's about 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 45 degrees today. Right now, it's going to go up to 54 with rain. Yeah, but it's going to start tapering off, and by this weekend, it's going to be beautiful. It's another day of trying to go out and find turkeys out there yours truly. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street. You know what? You're looking for the boutique that's going to be perfect for your wife or your loved ones? Hey, Dandelion Boutique. Go down and talk to any of the girls, Linda, any of the girls down there. They've got it all from Brighton to Miss Me Jeans. They've got everything. You just go on down her jewelry. They can outfit her from top to bottom, may I say. Dandelion Boutique, they're really good. Open Monday through Saturday. Rick Bassetti is here with me, the general manager, and the Colt 45s, who has just been his dream, has come into fruition slowly but surely. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what happens when you go to a game. You drive in, great parking. There's security there, so you don't have to worry about it. And they're constantly walking around out there. And you walk in through the gate, and you've got good seats. You know, if you got season tickets or box seats,
right.
Just walk in with your little tag that you've got around your neck. You can get a Coke and a hot dog for it's under
$4.50,
under $5. They've got tri-tip. Sometimes they have ribs, watermelon.
Our prices haven't raised in 4 years.
Okay, and then you've got, of course, snow cones, wine, beer, different things you can buy at Coke 45s on it. It's a great time. It's family friendly. And yeah, every seat's a great seat. You can see what's going on, and it's a good time. And you got all these other things going on around you. Now, you sit down, you just have a good time mm-hmm. there watching an old-fashioned baseball game with young kids, and you know, it's good. Now, there's something new this year.
Yeah, there's
several new
something
things.
New. We're going to have a mascot this year. And right now, his picture and photo is on our Facebook page and on our Twitter page. We have been running a suggest a name for the mascot, and probably within a week or so we'll be taking the three most common names, and we'll be putting it out to a public vote. I've asked Jake Mangus to help us, too, with getting it disseminated out to all the businesses in town, but you'll be able to go to our website and vote for the name that you would like to name our mascot. And then he'll be introduced for the first time on opening night, and he'll get introduced with the team. So when they introduce the team, then they'll be introducing our mascot, and I think he'll liven things up. It'll be a good time. It'll be a good time around that, and he kind of looks a little bit like Yosemite Sam.
A little bit like
Yosemite Sam. He's got the big cowboy hat, the big mustache, and so he'll be wearing a Colt 45, the 45 uniform.
Okay.
And so we'll put his name on the back of him once we get him named up, and he'll be entertaining the people in the ballpark.
Okay, now is this on your website itself on the front page or?
I'm pretty sure.
Somewhere
look at the
there.
Twitter link. Yeah, it's
somewhere on there. Oh, it's somewhere in there. Okay, now you can also sign up to be a bat boy.
You can.
My grandson was a bat boy, and it was a high spot of his visit here. He was just like, "Whoa, this is." Did you know they were talking? They were really nice to me. You know, blah, blah. You know, he just went on, and it was like, you know what. That's cool.
Well, what we do is that'll be turned on probably about a month before the season starts, and you go in and you sign up online. It's the fairest way that we found. You sign up, you get assigned a night, You can't sign up for another night until you serve your night, because it's pretty popular. We have a lot of 9-year-olds, boys and young ladies,
yeah,
that want to be the bat boys out there. And so that's how it works. And once you get it completed, then you get to sign up for another one. And then we also have the pavilion nights down there. You know, last year we had an area down the left field line next to the dugout that could be purchased by businesses. And Bill Wagner's selling those for us. And,
well, you know what? I see a lot of that. I see people down there having a great party, and you can sit there. I mean, you can't get any closer to the field.
No, you're closer. Actually, in some of the seating, you're further out on the field than the dugout. You know, and so you have to keep your eyes open for ground ball, line drives, things like that.
Got to watch out.
Our catering has taken off. Last year we did one for the Paint Mart. We had over 250 people down in that, and we fed them up a nice tri-tip and chicken dinner. This year we're working on the same similar type thing for Dignity Health for their employee day down there. So it's going to be a good year again, and we're really, really excited about the opportunities, Carl.
Oh, it's going to be great. And by the way, you go to the Facebook page for the Colt 45s, and there is, wow. I mean, it looks a lot like Yosemite Sam, like you said.
Yeah.
And so do you have just one person that's going to be doing this? Or just one?
Yeah, there's one person. He's just moved to town. And for the last couple of years, he's been back in upstate New York, and
yeah,
he was the mascot for a summer collegiate program.
Oh, wow.
And he contacted me through our webpage and said, hey, do you guys have a mascot, or would you be interested in one? I'm a professional mascot. And I go,
okay.
A professional mascot. Okay. So I met the gentleman, and yeah. And so anyway, he's all excited. So we ordered up the uniform. It came in. It's over at Boundary Waters, who does all of our printing and embroidery work. And they're working up a hat band for him, so we can have him identified.
Okay, now we have to come up with a good name, though.
Yeah,
and how much longer do we have to come up with that name?
About another, I think it's another week. We might go to like the 10th of March or something like that, and then we'll take the top three votes that we've gotten so far, and it'll go out to a public vote. Then we'll talk to the newspaper, we'll talk to the television stations and radio stations, and people can, you know, we're going to have it set up on our Facebook page where you go and you vote for who you.
What we'll do is we'll try and get this over on our Facebook page. We'll push this out on our Facebook page, but also maybe on our website, so that, and you do a Twitter, it's hashtag 45's mascot name game, so you can play, and then you and then whoever that is.
Yeah.
We're going to start off the year.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be fun.
88 days.
Yep, we're going to be having him. He'll be dressed like a Colt 45, like I said, and he'll even probably be wearing some Colt 45s.
Oh, well, that ought to be interesting all by itself.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Now, Rick, how do people – okay, I want to – guys, you know, I want to support that. I want to get my banner out there on the field. How do they do that?
They call me, 227-4443. You can get to us through the website. There's an email, you know, contact email there. We answer most of them. I mean, all of them that come in. I mean, sometimes we get goofy ones. You know how it is when you have a website. But people are genuinely interested and want to be a part of the program, be a part of the team. We'll get right back to you. The wall signs are pretty much sold out now because I only have so much room out there on the wall.
You can't put them everywhere.
I can't put them everywhere.
You can't put them right out in center field.
No.
Because it distracts, you know.
The hitters can't see. It's called the batter. That's why we painted the wall black last year. Now you have a batter's eye out there. But we do have some turnover. I think I have two more signs. I just sold two. And, you know, sometimes people say, hey, not this year.
Right.
And so we change them out. And so that continues. But you can still get in our program.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and another good
34,000 people.
Yeah. Another good form of advertising is putting your business name on a couple reserve seats down there. That's $650.
Yep.
You know, and
even if you don't use them, your clients,
your name's
use them
there. People walk by, someone's sitting in your seats, they see your name, your business name. And, you know, last year we had 212 of those sold, and I'd like to exceed that by 10% if I can.
So we want 250.
Yeah, if we can do that, that'd be fantastic.
Okay.
You know,
great.
We've got three kid camps this year. They're on our website on the calendar. Our schedule's right up on the front page of the webpage.
Now, what's a kid camp?
The kid camp. We have a 3-day camp where the kids, I think it's $125. They come at 8 and they're done at noon, so they're getting 12 hours of instruction.
Right.
It's organized by our skipper, our manager, Greg Catterate organizes it. And then the college kids are the coaches for these kids. And they'll go through different stations, you know, and so there'll be a hitting station, there'll be a ground ball station, there'll be outfield, infield, base running. Mm-hmm. And so these kids are getting this instruction for 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then usually the last day of the camp, they play games. Like, okay, what have you learned now? So we break them up into groups. And so it's
they'll play baseball
again. We go 8 to 14. And mm-hmm. so the older kids will play against themselves and the younger kids will play against themselves.
Okay.
And so we're doing three of those camps. I think there's two in June and one in July this year.
Maybe do on like so if you go through Monday through Wednesday and then on Thursday, do you bring them to the game? So
they receive a packet of tickets for every game.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
there you go.
They're going to get a packet of 40 tickets. So they're getting $200 worth of tickets for $125 to come to the
plus
camp.
You get the instructions.
Plus you get the instructions and everything, too.
Okay.
And well, then the deal. Tickets can be used for anyone. So
give it to your friends and all.
You know, not everybody. We understand not everybody can come every game, but you might want to bring 10 of your buddies to one game, and you'll have the tickets to
have
do
a great
that.
Time.
Because there are tickets. Whenever you buy our tickets from any of our nonprofit partners that are selling tickets, they're good for any game.
Any
of the
game.
Any game of the season.
And I tell you what, there's some full games too.
Oh
I mean,
yeah.
Like wait till wait on opening day is against veterans.
Veterans. I just talked with Connie Granoles this morning,
okay.
And so I'm going to connect up with Vent, and then Marilyn Stevens, who runs the Care Dog. You know the Care Dog program,
right?
She wants to sell tickets. Her organization wants to sell tickets for the veterans.
Now here's other things, people. If you want to have a night. And you've got a 501, and you just get a hold of Rick, and what he does, he'll give you the tickets, and you all just split it right down the middle.
Right, right.
And you, if you sell 1,000 tickets, you know, that's yours. And these tickets are $5.
You made $2,500.
Just like that.
Cottonwood Little League last year sold $7,000 worth of tickets.
Think about that.
They made $3,500, and what it was each kid in the program sold 4 tickets.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
Look at that. Great idea. Okay, Rick, it's not going to be the first time.
Thanks, Carl.
We're going to have you on many times before we start.
Okay.
All right.
Looking
everybody.
Forward to it.
Have a great day. Now, tomorrow we're going to be at the Red Lion Inn for the Shasta Senior and Veteran Fraud Prevention Fair. Come down and join us. We'll be there from 7 to 9 in the morning. We'll also have the Chief of Police with us. Everybody have a great day.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
I'm Rich Thomason. Rolling back Obamacare. The process has begun.
House Republicans have introduced legislation to repeal this failing law.
Texas Congressman Kevin Brady unveiling the GOP's version of a health care bill that Oregon's Greg Walden says will protect people with pre-existing conditions.
The introduction of this bill is just the first step in helping American families across the country obtain truly affordable health care. And we're eager to get started.
Walden says the bill returns flexibility to the states and will allow young adults to stay on their parents' policies until the age of 26. President Trump has been tweeting again, and this time the subject is foreign policy. Mr. Trump says that Russia ran over President Obama for 8 years. During that